How are you?
Good. What was this?
I don't know. I thought you would know.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Dr. Petrie?
Doing well, thank you. There's more stuff for me to do.
I know. Because you got that, the gavel, and this.
I know. It's like, I feel like a fighter pilot.
Hello, doctor. How are you? Here I am.
Hey.
Thanks for being here.
Still standing?
Oh, yes.
How are you doing? Hey, Greg Hardman. Very nice to meet you. Hey, thank you for coming.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Hello, Dr. Ardwin. I'm doing well. It's nice to see you.
Appreciate it.
We're going to security.
For coming.
Yes, for sure.
I think it's going to help.
Appreciate your commitment.
We'll find out tonight.
We'll find out. Thank you.
No. We'll talk. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. How are you? It's good to see you.
Yes, we can. No, George, I said hi.
I will.
What's this?
On a bet. Been telling the family for a long time that I've had a quick growing professorial beard for years, and they said, oh, sure. So here it is. Now, I did have my Scottish Laird beard, but a granddaughter and my wife said, nah, you need
my wife hates everything with my hair, so I just live with it.
How are
you? How are
you? I only talked to Larry. I just want to make sure everything was good on the budget.
So oh, yeah,
good, huh?
We're fine.
Good.
Job with your money.
Well, it's your money. It's not my
I know,
money.
But you know, I've done a good job with money. So
we're
good. No.
Oh. Well, we got that too.
Okay.
We're good.
I knew you had it, bro.
We were prepared.
I knew you had it.
I'm not gonna let anything burn down on my watch.
Your last month, Ben.
I guess it's possible to burn down.
A blur. It's been busy, but it's been good.
Aren't they all?
Yes. My daughter came home for a week from college, so we tried to enjoy that as much as we could. It was difficult. It was a busy week for us, but we were very glad to have her. So it was nice to have her home.
Was she ever at home, or was she busy visiting friends?
Oh, no, she was at home a lot, actually. She's pretty much a homebody, so we had her.
Well, that's good.
Yes, yes.
Or was it?
It was our Lenten mission at church, though, so in the evening, just almost every night we were at church, you know, so, but she had a paper to work on, too, so we balanced
that'll
the
do
time.
It.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Well, after I go tell our vice president hello, I'm going to look over all this stuff. Mr. Vice President.
How you doing, sir?
You look
okay.
Very stylish in that sweater.
I said it's the first day of spring.
It wasn't a leak issue. Where was it?
Yeah, it looks like cold it is outside.
That's what we wanted to stop. We wanted to do it before that happened.
considering how warm February was.
Right, right.
Can't do it this week. I have to go to Dallas. Family health issue there. I have to go. I really would love to have a coffee or lunch with you. How rigid is your schedule? Would a late afternoon be possible or not? It depends on what goes wrong.
The laptop is in front of you.
Okay.
And
I know.
Oh, to scroll?
You can see I'm on the bus too.
And then the
sometimes
driving,
I know you are.
So, but I know where they're going to be moving in town.
So if I just keep scrolling, I'll go into it?
Very soon. Hey, doing, sir? Doing okay?
All right.
Good to see you. I've been good.
Yeah, sure, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
You know what I'll do when I get back from Dallas?
So I can scroll here.
You can scroll there. I'll get to that. That just gets you there.
That's the end.
But then,
okay. If it's a week.
Oh, wait. No. Okay, he didn't do that.
Okay.
I'll let you know. But
then the
really
discard draft.
All right. That's good. Because if I leave, no,
wait,
leave.
Wait, was it?
Leave that
they
up.
Both up?
Leave that. Go back up. Click
very
that again.
Early.
Right. Okay.
So I can just do
just
that.
Back and forth. Yes.
I can do that. Okay. That's better.
I won't be there that long.
Simple for me is good.
You doing, Danny?
Flexibility.
Okay.
Thanks.
Perfect. Perfect. Will you be safe on the road?
Well, you know what? I-49, right?
Okay.
Last 2 weeks ago, I had to go the other way and.
Right.
I got to I-59.
Right.
I mean, the driving is just murderous.
Oh, yeah, that's everywhere. I don't know what it's. It's in Lafayette. You try to drive down Congress, maybe they want to run you over.
I wanted to let you know.
Okay, no problem.
And I told him about the monthly program. He said he was loved. So
but I think it would really be good for this particular school.
Yeah,
so, but I don't want it wasted. And I have an announcement to make about the fentanyl program that I'm helping coordinate. I can do that in public comments, right?
You can do that.
Yeah, I do.
Great.
You may have to.
I have more than that.
Great.
Is this new? Have I seen you with it shaving off yet or not?
I shaved it off Ash Wednesday.
Oh, I've seen you since then.
You've seen me since then.
Sorry.
And he grew his since Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, I see that. But y'all swapped.
we swapped roles, I guess.
Just as long as I don't grow one, then I'm okay.
I wore this jacket because it was cool. And now I'm hot.
Oh no! Look, it was cold this morning.
Well, it was. It was like
like below freezing.
Right. It was right at 30, so it wasn't much. But I don't need this on me.
Just have that, and they will archive.
Give to us in the
just take the win, but you can't take the win. I talk to all the time about something.
Holy Rosary that, you know, they said that they would consider this. I have a scheduled phone call with AP.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up to him again to say, hey, you know, I don't know. And that will be in my report, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hello, sir.
Good evening, good evening. Made it.
Good to talk to you this morning.
Well, likewise.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
How are you?
Yes.
Good to see you. Doing well?
Oh, yeah.
Busy's a good thing.
You.
So, thanks so much.
Good. I'm good on you.
I'm good. I'm doing well.
The young guy?
Oh, the, how you doing, sir?
Good evening. How's it going? Oh, they keep us musical chairs.
I know the book sale was a great success.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that's beautiful.
See, even if I don't make them, I keep up with them on Facebook every day. And they say, hey, we ran out of boxes. Please bring your boxes.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's so important to show that we're in the
city. Up there. How are you?
So much
you look good.
Right.
You know,
right.
Village and brand kind of all goes together with
right.
Promoting Lafayette as a literate city. And,
right.
I mean, it has so many benefits.
Right.
It does make you look extra.
So, yeah, we love to have them successful.
Well, right. Oh, that's good.
Hi.
Granddaughter said, oh, you can go out the way you could be Santa
Claus. Oh, I said, thanks for you.
I wonder how many books they sold. I don't know if they said that.
I'm sure they I have my notes here that they're probably busy tabulating
right,
the
okay.
stacks of dollars and inches.
Okay, okay.
For the success of their,
because
right. they do the books by inches.
Okay,
so it's
okay.
kind of a little tie-in.
Right, okay.
Kind of
like
a
that.
Jocularity.
Right. That's good. Well, hopefully it's a quick meeting tonight. It should be.
Robert?
Oh,
okay.
He
didn't notice.
His,
I mean, I didn't notice.
Report.
I looked
didn't
past and I didn't notice it was him. So I guess it was the same thing.
Just let him know we're working on it.
Yeah.
Just general.
Yeah.
I'm
that's what I'm
but
thinking.
Yeah.
And then we can say, since we, board has to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
He likes to be.
Turning a property.
Oh, okay. That's right. You did mention
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, oh, no. That's not in his...
I thought the same thing too, but after a while, then it's a little shade.
I gotta get my beard again. So it keeps it fresh.
Yes.
It never gets old and scraggly.
Yeah, yeah, that's a certain thing.
So you have a plan?
Retired.
Must have still wears his hair. Kind of that high and tight look.
Like I said, it took me a few years to...
How was Mass Sunday?
get away with that mentality.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can be real now.
Yeah.
So you're so regimented.
I'm in both camps.
Yeah.
So Monsignor was there. Father.
What was your duty like? Whatever.
I jumped with the
that
was my husband.
Yeah.
Father John Joseph actually proposed.
He did. He was stationed at several different small
local things to compile the CD, plus the ballet or a musical.
They would leave it all to him.
Single malt.
Father John's
actually, a select Irish. Everyone thinks I have tea in there.
So anyway, Monsignor did that.
Jameson Select.
Oh, yeah.
Father Bizarre wasn't able to be there. So
that's why I smile all the way through.
12 courses and
passes. St. Francis Altar was beautiful. It was wonderful. And we're off at 3 weeks.
That was a good assignment.
Yeah, they had one at Cathedral Saturday. They had a St. Joseph Altar. It was magnificent. Took a picture of it as well.
We were, they hadn't done this in 10 years. You know, so, and we thought it'd be small, but everyone donated. It was beautiful. It really was
good. That's good. That's good. I think we'll be back at some point this Sunday. That's not saying
they come,
not
they
liking
might have
stuff.
This or that.
We're clear.
Great.
It's nice when they do both of us.
At the same
time. And she's singing. So it's good like that.
But there, it's overwhelming. It's like a little, like an ER. Yeah.
Okay.
Just inundated.
25 seconds.
It wasn't meant to handle it. The medical director gets on like Fox or ABC, everyone, and just saying he's just inundated. And he gave an astronomical amount per day that they have to see. And the base and the winter bird is, we got there and we thought, what is all this? Because around here, if you have a neighborhood.
This meeting will now come to order, please. We'll start with our roll call. We have Dr. Petrie, Ms. Ombrewster, Mr. Judge, Mr. Thomas, Ms. Wingate, and Mr. Padron are here. Okay. And if we would stand. For an invocation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be here today. We ask in particular for the intercession of St. Joseph, whose solemnity it is today, for our safe travel to and from this meeting and throughout the week. We ask that the Holy Spirit be sent upon us to do the right thing for this community and for this library. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. First things up, we have staff recognition. This has really turned out to be something of a wonderful opportunity to recognize staff members of the library. I think this had actually been on the burner for a long time, and as we move from November, which was the first time when we instituted this, until now, it's sort of morphed a little bit to where we have several people involved in the process. And so this is, I'm going to read this person who's being recognized today. This is one of our library staff members. And so last month, I couldn't read it because there was a lot of personal information about individual, and there's a privacy issue with not disclosing certain things, so I was a little limited in what we could say. But this is the write-up, and I was, this is so spot on of what this is about. This is for, and Joel, if you would stand up, please. Joel is a true team player. He is enthusiastic and committed towards his work for Lafayette Public Library. I've always heard the phrase that there are two kinds of people in the workplace, those who are enduring it and those who are enjoying it. Joel is definitely one who is enjoying it. He is quick with a smile and a joke to lighten the mood during stressful times, and he looks for the positive in every situation. He consistently demonstrates how much he cares for his job and the community the library serves. He has excelled in the outreach department, where one of his main duties is to drive the bookmobile to various stops at apartments, parks, and schools. Driving and staffing the bookmobile is not a highly sought after position within our library system, but Joel did not let that deter him and embrace the additional responsibilities. Even when the outreach department was short-staffed and Joel was the only person qualified to drive the bookmobile, he did so without complaint for 5 months. He uses this experience to help train new outreach employees on learning to drive the bookmobile. Beyond excelling at his job, Joel is unfailingly kind and has a knack for interacting with patrons and making them feel welcome. Patrons call and ask specifically to speak with him. He remembers people's names, their pets, children, and what they like. If he's not at a regular stop due to schedule changes, they ask if he's okay. They go out of their way to compliment him. "Did you know that you have a great employee here?" is a quote from a patron at a recent stop. Many of the children at daycares know that he usually asks them if it's a thumbs up or thumbs down, or thumbs up or down day, and come to him to give him their answer before looking for books. He's also great with reader's advisory. He can almost always pull a book from the shelf that a child is going to like. Since the adult selection on the bookmobile is limited, he writes down patrons' interests so he can put holes on books he thinks they'll like to bring along next time. He doesn't always know what to look for, but he's good at finding out. Joel is incredibly flexible. He has shown a great ability to adapt, especially in the face of ongoing mechanical issues and staffing shortages in the outreach department, which sometimes require last-minute changes to the schedule or using his personal vehicle to deliver library materials to patrons. When I think of a staff that go above and beyond, Joel is the one of the first that comes to mind. Next item is approval of minutes.
Mr. President, I have some comments about the minutes.
I'm sorry, say again, please.
I have some comments.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to propose a couple of suggestions, or changes rather, to be made to properly reflect the record as well as be consistent with other items the way they're listed on the minutes. Let's see, under approval of minutes on page 2, it says Joan Wingate asked to put forth a motion to amend the minutes, and then the following paragraph speaks to her motion, but there was no second on the motion, so I think at the end of that it should be added, "This was not seconded," in keeping with other places on the agenda. And then also, it's a little confusing the way it's written. It appears that the tally of the votes might be reflecting that motion to amend by Ms. Wingate. So again, I would propose that we add at the end of the motion, "This was not seconded," period, and then a statement right above the tally of the votes to be, "The vote on the original motion was as follows, colon."
Okay, let me make sure I want to understand where you want to change things. Okay, this is the second page, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 5?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it this paragraph starts off with a motion to amend the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, was made by Joan Wingate, and then what you wanted to add?
This was not seconded, which is the same thing like on page 8 on another one.
Okay, motion not seconded. Okay, and then what's the other proposed change?
Right before the tally of the votes.
Correct.
To add the phrase or sentence, the vote on the original motion was as follows, colon.
So the vote on the original motion to the minutes? Or on the original motion?
It's on the original motion, yes.
Okay. Any other proposals? That's all you have?
That's all I have.
Okay. There's a proposal to change the minutes to reflect per Ms. Armbruster. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Yes? We have, okay, we have public comment on the motion to change the minutes as motion and seconded. Hold on a second. Let me check. Make sure your mic's on, please. Check.
Hello, check.
Okay, good. And...
My name is Lynette Mejia, and I'm a resident of Lafayette Parish. On page 7, between, quote, Mejia stated his support for an opt-in policy, and, quote, the meeting was recessed for 10 minutes, someone forgot to add, quote, Board President Robert Judge ordered Operations Manager Larry Angel to project images from Genderqueer by Maya Kobabe and Fun Home by Allison Bechdel onto the screen at the front of the room, upsetting some members of the audience and disrupting the meeting.
Lynette,
thank
hold
you.
On one second. Let me pause you for a second, okay? All right. Where, on page 7?
Page 7.
Okay, and where exactly?
Between, quote, Mejia stated his support for an opt-in policy.
Okay, I'm on page 7.
It's at the top.
Oh, okay, at the very end of the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what are you suggesting?
Board President Robert Judge ordered Operations Manager Larry Angel to project images from Genderqueer by Maya Kobabe and Fun Home by Allison Bechdel onto the screen at the front of the room, upsetting some members of the audience and disrupting the meeting. And that was all I had.
Oh, okay. So...
Thank you.
Cindy Fox.
I'm Cindy Fox, and I'm a Lafayette of Lafayette Parish. I want to speak in support of what Lynette just asked to be added to the minutes. Last month's minutes only state that a 10-minute recess was called. They do not reflect what caused the recess to be called. These minutes are a legal document and should be correct and inclusive. Last month, one member of the board stated that there is an audio of every meeting, but an audio would not show that a member of the board projected on the screen that caused the need for a recess. These minutes need to be corrected to show what actually occurred. Thank you.
Thank you.
Melanie Brevis.
Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish. I would like to third what Lynette and Cindy both mentioned with regard to the 10-minute recess. In addition to that, under the new business A and B, I think it was important to note that a board member suggested that ideas from board members could get thrown around or discussed outside of official meetings. And I think this is important because I would be very curious to know if this would violate open meeting laws. I would also like it to be noted that there were board members during the discussion trying to do research on the spot on their phones to find something to support their perspective and agenda. I would also like it to be known that, noted, that the entire collection card policy was confusing, and that there's no clear statement that I can see in the minutes that say word for word what motions were voted on. There was a very convoluted discussion. At one point, a board member admitted they didn't understand what they voted for once votes had been cast. There was a call at one point for comments on an amendment to the original motion, which made no sense because no one knew there would be an amendment to comment on. So I really think it's important that the minutes reflect clarity and provide word for word what actually was voted on and what passed. And I would also like to make note under the director's report, because I'm sure this was mentioned, there was no mention in the minutes of Kara Chance being recognized for her national level I Love My Librarian Award, and she was one of only 10 librarians in the whole country to receive this. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ms. Narika Ross. I'm here to talk to you about the importance of accurate minutes at library board meetings. As you all know, the minutes of a meeting are the official record of what transpired during that meeting. Therefore, it should be modified to include the content Robert Drudge displayed on and at the meeting during the time. Some people find the content to be inappropriate. Some were in support. However, it's essential that these minutes are accurate and comprehensive. It's important that all events, both good and bad, are included in the minutes because the minutes serve as a historical record of the decisions and actions taken by the board, and any omission or errors in the minutes can have serious consequences. For instance, inaccurate or incomplete minutes can lead to misunderstandings, disputes, or legal issues. Therefore, these minutes should include the content Robert Drudge displayed on the screen that mentioned, I quote, lesbian terrorists. Additionally, it is crucial that the minutes accurately reflect the discussion, decisions, and actions taken at the meeting, even if they are controversial or unpopular. This includes any inappropriate behavior or comments made by attendees, including the members of the board. As the famous Robert Rules of Order states, the minutes should never reflect the judgment of the person making the record. They should be a neutral record of what was done and said.
So we have a motion and a second with regard to the changes suggested by Ms. Armbruster. And we can
Mr.
vote
President,
on the amendment.
Excuse me.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry,
Ms. Wingate.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Yes.
I would like to make a motion. Could I make it after you do that one to make that adjustment? I'd like to have an adjustment, a motion to add the adjustment.
Well, we have a motion. We have an amendment that's on the that's up right now.
Okay. Well, let's
so
finish
we
with that
vote
one.
On that amendment.
And then I'll be next.
And then if there's any other amendment that would want to be, we could do that too.
Perfect.
So we got the first one is Ms. Armbruster's additions. This was on page 2, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, paragraph 5, at the end of that paragraph, motion not seconded, and then the paragraph immediately below that, the vote on the original motion, and then it shows that. So those in favor of that amendment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, that passes. Okay. Ms. Wingate.
So in this,
to make a motion.
Yes, sir. In the same vein as being accurate for the minutes, and in accordance with our jobs here as on this board to be responsive and also responsible, I would like to, I think Ms. Mejia's was very succinct, her wording. if she could repeat that, that is exactly what I would like to add.
I have the first part. I have you mentioned genderqueer, and you mentioned, what was the other one you mentioned? I don't remember.
Fun home.
Fun home, that's right, fun home. Fun home. Okay.
But I do like how she was very succinct in her description, and so I think if she would just repeat that for the benefit of the record, that is how we would want it to appear.
Well,
if I don't have it in front of me, maybe she could read
look,
it one more
this
time.
This is what I have. Board President Robert Judge projected images of genderqueer and fun home on the screen.
Do you want to include her entire comments?
That's
no, I think we should include all of her comments because
do you want the entire comments?
The
okay, that's your...
That's what I would like to be added to the minutes,
okay.
In that wording exactly.
Okay, and I'm going to amend that to read, Board President Robert Judge projected images of genderqueer and fun home on the screen, and end it there. So
okay,
we have,
you can't amend something that hasn't been voted on.
I can make a motion to amend an amendment. And then
Mr. President,
why
are you recalcitrant to have the exact happening here be recorded in the minutes?
That's not relevant. What's relevant is you made a motion to amend the minutes. And so in doing so, you wanted that whole thing.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm offering an amendment to that to read, to be more succinct in what I just read.
Mm.
So
I think you're lessening the succinctness.
Here. There's two options here. They can if somebody wants to second yours, they can, which nobody has yet.
Well, you didn't give them a chance, actually.
I know. I'm giving them an option to do something different.
So okay.
We have a motion. We have an amendment, according to Ms. Wingate. Is there a second?
Okay, I'll second Ms. Wingate.
Okay, we have a second from Mr. Thomas. I'm going to amend the original amendment to have what I said. Do I have a second for that?
Read it again, please.
Yeah. What I wrote as, yes, as an amendment would be to read, Board President Robert Judge projected images of genderqueer and fun home on the screen, and end it there. There's no second. We'll go to the original amendment. All those in, do we have public comment on that amendment? Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I wouldn't think.
Yes.
Okay.
See if they want
to.
Yes.
Look,
page.
I have to call them again.
Yeah. This is another vote.
Cindy Fox. Melanie Brevis.
Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish, please add in Lynette's comments word for word. Thank you.
That's it. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, let's count. Let's do it by voice, by hand vote. Those in favor say aye. That would be those three. Okay. So.
Aye.
And four.
Aye.
Four? Okay, so the motion passes.
Mr. President, may I comment?
Nope. All right. Now we have the entirety of the minutes to pass. Those are two amendments. So will I get a motion to pass the amendments as amended?
Moved.
Moved. Any second?
I'll second.
Okay, moved. And seconded.
Who made the
Dr. Petrie moved. Ms. Wingate seconded. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Number five, comments. Oops, sorry. Comments from the Library Board, Lafayette Public Library Foundation. I believe, Ms. Wingate, you may have something for us.
Sure. The LPLF is gearing up for our annual event slated for April 20th, 2023 at Vermilionville, themed Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This event serves many purposes: the annual meeting of our membership, and we are always welcoming new members, to honor outstanding supporters of our library, and to perhaps bring a bit of awareness to our library, what offerings the library brings, and the needs to continue those services to our parish. The library is one of those unsung heroes in our parish, and once a year we like to shout out about this award-winning library system that serves everyone with free and equal access to all media 24/7 at 9 branches, including online services, and all the while promoting literacy throughout Acadiana. For more information about this event, please visit info@lplfoundation.org. We closed off our year of meetings, and one of the goals of our president this year can be put into pictures at all the branches. We attended and held meetings and met the staff at all the branches in our parish this year, and it was quite an eye-opener to see how many people use our libraries in various parts of our parish. And some of these branches, I hate to say that I had never been to, but now I can say that I've been to everyone. So please join us in doing that. And I know we have all our favorite branches, but it's good to see how the library spreads across our parish. okay, so that's for the foundation. The Friends of the Lafayette Public Library, I'm sure the members are busy tabulating the stacks of dollars measured in inches, or the success for the annual book sale, which took place this past week at the Hyman Center. By the crowds and full parking lot and signs in many yards announcing the sale, hopes are high that it was yet another successful sale for this dedicated group whose tireless work's only beneficiary is our library. So thank you for the Friends.
Thank you. Director's report and comments.
So Northeast Regional Library was sent, Dr. Davis was sent a final offer that was due for a response by 5 o'clock last Wednesday. The library received no response. And so we're taking that as our offer was rejected. We do have one more proposal from another property owner that has been provided to the board, which I understand was waiting to make sure that we weren't going to undermine Dr. Davis. And Holy Rosary is still talking about potentially modifying their proposal to have a long enough lease to justify putting public funds into a building there. So that's all for Northeast. So the restricted cards that are opt-in that the board voted to for last month, they will be available on April 1st. We will inform patrons at the library desks who are getting new cards. We will inform patrons at the library desks who are checking out books who have children with them. We will post on social media and on our website, and it should work. The Milton and Doosan libraries, I talked about this last month. Doosan's hours are now 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 because of staffing issues, and we are going to convert Milton's hours to the same. It is very difficult to employ a part-time LTA-1. It is the lowest paying job in the library, and it comes with no benefits. And so it is not cost effective to fill the positions and lose the positions to a promotion somewhere in LCG and then fill the position again. And these libraries used to be open with a 1 hour break in the middle for lunch. The reason we're moving the opening time back is to allow us to handle any banking or other duties that staff used to handle when they had two available people in the building. On the agenda, when the board gets to it, I am asking the board to approve that we take four vacant LTA 3 positions and replace them with four LA 1 positions. If the board approves that, we will submit this to the council for a budget amendment. The LA 1s are the most useful position we have in the library, no offense to any other position, including mine. They can do almost anything. They can work circulation desks, whereas an LTA position of any number, we cannot move them to an information desk if an LA is gone. The biggest concern will be that on paper, this will cost us $17,000 a year. In reality, it will not. It will probably cost us closer to $8,000 or $9,000 a year. And to give you an idea of how we are prepared for this plan, something that I have spoken with the former board president, with you, and with other board members individually on varying times about my plans for these positions. When we replaced the librarian 4 position with a technical services supervisor position, we saved over $17,000 a year, and we also eliminated a position that, if they were being paid the minimum, would have been costing us about $40,000 a year. I do not believe that position was at minimum. So we are more than making up for this. So if you would take that in consideration when this comes up in the agenda. And that is all I have.
All right, Assistant Director's report, number 7 on the agenda.
So recent staff changes include Matthew St. Andre was promoted to Library Technical Assistant 3 at the South Regional Library. Ryan Lyons was promoted to Library Associate 1 at South Regional Library. Nichelle Irvin was promoted to Library Associate 1 at the Main Library. Charles Stiles, a Library Associate 1, lateraled from the Outreach Services Department to North Regional Library. And Becca Fall was promoted to Children's Librarian 1 at the Main Library. Our current vacancies are Children's Librarian 2, Children's Librarian 1, Library Associate 1, Library Technical Assistant 3, Library Technical Assistant 1, Accounting Specialist, and Library Community Relations Specialist. So we have quite a few vacancies that we're trying to fill right now. Most of them are either being posted currently or in the testing phase or we're in the interview phase. We had some great and well-attended programs across the system in February. We had a full house of avid readers of all ages for the 100 Book Club Awards ceremony. You can still sign up for the challenge to read 100 books before the end of the year. East Regional Library patrons are keeping active with solid numbers showing up for beginner line dancing, fencing, and Zumba classes. West Regional held Painting with a Purpose, which had 17 attendees. The theme of this program was connected to the Lafayette Reads Together book, Closer to Nowhere, in which one of the main characters exhibits resilience after a series of family tragedies. After a brief introduction to the mission and purpose of Faith House, each child painted a dandelion, which represents hope and new life. The representative from Faith House picked up the completed paintings, which will be used to decorate the Faith House facility or given to survivors. South Regional's Homesteading in Acadiana series continues to be popular with 90 patrons attending 2 different programs last month on orchards and traditional diets. 46 teens enjoyed a de-stress doggo day at the Main Library, where they had a chance to cuddle and relax with dogs up for fostering from Acadiana Animal Aid. Snack Attack continues to be a big draw for teens at the North Regional Library, with 13 teens showing up to make snacks and hang out. And the Outreach Services Department has been busy adding new and old stops back to the bookmobile schedule, as well as 2 new bibliobike stops, which were made possible by the foundation generously donating funds to purchase a companion bike for the department back in January. So it's easier and safer for a second staff member to accompany the bibliobike to events. We are in full planning mode for 2023 summer reading program. Our theme this year is Reading Brings Us Together, and we're working on a new reading challenge for the community. Due to the ongoing roof replacement project, the kickoff will be held at South Regional this year on Saturday, June 3rd, so mark your calendars. I have scheduled a librarian in-service day for Friday, August 25th. And lastly, I attended the monthly Friends of the Library Board meeting and the monthly Bayou Land meeting.
Thank you. Next item, facilities update and financial report.
I'll be filling in for Larry. So the main library roof replacement project is well underway. We've made a partial payment of $269,000, just slightly more than I paid for my roof. It's still on track for the original contract amount of $612,000. They've completed most of the demo on the original roof, and we expect them, weather permitting, to finish ahead of schedule. South Regional upgrades, the combined schematic design and design development documents were received from the architect. Project estimates have increased again due to current markets. We're still within our budget. The plans and specifications have been reviewed by Larry with comments and edited, drafted. The library maintenance supervisor is currently reviewing for any additional comments and edits, and the comments and edits will be recommended to the architect and to Public Works. After any recommended changes are addressed, the schematic design development will be presented to the Library Board of Control for approval to move on to the next phase. And we will give you plenty of notice so that you can schedule them to be here. The North Regional Library upgrades, the project architect has been assigned to our project by the architect firm as of March 13th. Library staff will meet with the architect team next week or the following week. Design development phase typically takes up to 60 days. After this time, the documents will be sent to the library and Public Works for review. If everything looks good and the budgets are good, we present to the Library Board of Control to allow us to move on to construction document phase. This phase takes up to 120 days. Then the construction documents have to be reviewed by library staff and Public Works. After they're reviewed and presented to the Board of Control, if approved, the construction documents are sent to the purchasing office for final review and edited as required. The bid contract process takes about 3 months. If successful bids are received within budget, a contract is established, and then a notice to proceed is issued. I already spoke about Northeast Library. The repairs were completed on my windows. North Regional Library has a roof leak. The problematic flat roof leaked in mid-February. A couple of seams were found to be broken, causing water to enter the roof system. Repairs were made, and we are monitoring them. In your packet is some pictures where the water came in. The entire roof will be replaced as part of the North Regional Library upgrade project, and the flat area will be redesigned and incorporated into the sloped roof system. And financials. If you have questions about the financials, please direct them to me in an email at some point, and we will answer them at the next board meeting. The current revenue received is $11.5 million, and that's on page 2 and highlighted in yellow. And that is better than we collected last year. And we have spent about $4.3 million thus far, and Larry informed me that that is exactly where we should be.
Danny, is that it? Okay, thank you. Next item, we move to new business. Let me pull this up, if you don't mind. Okay, discard policy. This is a change in the discard policy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this up on the board. Let's see if I get this right.
Robert, if I may.
There we go. Hold on a second. Almost had it. Sorry, I'm used to a Mac. Okay. This is actually a new policy. This is not existing policy. Existing policy is that the director proposes discards to the board. The board approves it or not, or asks for additional information. This is a little different. So all of the board members have this sheet, essentially, and can take a second to study this. You're not seeing the whole thing on the screen above me, but I'll scroll it up a little bit in a second. I'll give it a couple of minutes and then scroll it up if I don't do something different here.
Mr. President?
So what we're going to, before we move on, just one of the things with Robert's Rules of Order is we've been pretty loose, and rightfully so, with regard to board members giving input, et cetera. So if the discussion gets too long or there's some more points, maybe what we can do is recognize each board member, let them say and ask any questions they may wish to ask, and expound on what it is they wish to do, why, et cetera, and kind of go around. If we can do that, that might speed things up a little bit as opposed to back and forth. And so if you want to be recognized, and then you have 10 minutes according to Robert's rule. So every board member has 10 minutes to speak, ask questions, whatever they want to do. But instead of going back to one person three and four times, just try to get all your stuff in at once. So we can discuss this first. You have 10 minutes. If you want to reserve some of your time, we can do that too. In fact, let me get a so we'll see how it goes. I'm just trying to see if we can. Ms. Wingate, you wish to be recognized?
Yes, Mr. President.
Ms. Wingate, please.
I would just have a question. Maybe I'm not reading this correctly, but it's giving the Board of Control to discard 1,700 books per month. And then there's a little one at the bottom. It says 1,700 per month equates to roughly 1 year's worth of new book purchases. So we could discard in 1 month what we purchased in a year?
No, that's not correct. First of all, it's the Library Board of Control delegates this authority to the director. As it is right now, I
have no question about that. I have a question of the number.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Okay.
The reason this is written to discard 1,700 books per month.
And then there's a number.
Of the monthly average. And then the footnote is that turns out to be what the library purchases in a year on a monthly. If you average it out by month, that's what the purchases are per month.
Well, this isn't what that says.
The quantity of 1,700 per month equates to roughly 1 year's worth of new book purchases for the fiscal year of 2022.
Well, maybe that should change to monthly average in 22, because it says the way this reads that we could discard in 1 month what we purchased in a year.
I don't read it that way. Danny, what understanding is correct, please?
I understand the confusion, but we do purchase close to 21,000 books a year, and so what we're suggesting is that the quantity of 1,700 per month over the course of a year is what we spent in fiscal year 2022.
Monthly.
Yeah, but the way it's worded, we sort of figured it worked, but we don't have any problems with the wording.
Okay, well, I would think it should be the average. I wouldn't mind adding monthly in there, because the way it looks, it could be taken that we could discard in a month what we purchase in a year. So maybe somehow to roughly the monthly average for the fiscal year 2022. And I know this is a process we need, and to keep our collection current and new and not falling apart for and not used for many reasons. So that's my only concern, was that there was a difference in the numbers.
Okay. Ms. Wingate, is that
that's it.
All you have?
That's it. That's
okay,
all I got.
Thank you. Any other board member have any concerns?
I do.
Ms. Ombrewster.
I'm concerned about delegating the authority solely to the library director. We have, I've in the past requested on numerous occasions to try to figure out a way, since this was coming to the board, to have some over, and being asked to have oversight and to vote on the books being discarded. I took issue with, we were asking to vote on it, and yet we were all but one times given the list of books to vote on. So I have continually taken issue with that, and as my record shows, because I didn't feel like that I had enough information to actually vote in support of that. Also, I know that everything, I do agree with Ms. Wingate's comment that we do want to make sure that our inventory of books, our collection of books is current, and we don't want it to be out of date. However, I know that every book we discard means it opens up a book coming into the library. And I'll refer back to what I was told by two librarians, that they want to, or they think it's their responsibility to put books on the shelves that they think that parents don't want their children to have. And so until I have confidence in the library system's collection and bringing things in, I think that the board should continue to have oversight over this.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all for now.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other board members?
Yes.
Dr. Petrie?
I agree. I think that it is absolutely incumbent upon us specifically to function in an appropriate way in an oversight capacity. That does not mean micromanagement. I think we all agree about that. Therefore, I would prefer to see the language amended. And number one, the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control delegates the authority to library director to discard, et cetera, et cetera. I would like to add to that a phrase that says, in consultation with an appointed member of the board. And I use in consultation with on purpose, because I would want whoever that might be truly to consult with Danny on a reasonable and responsible way forward. So I would simply like to see that simple qualifier in there, in consultation with. My my intention, just for the record, is in no way intended to encumber or slow down the process, but again, simply to affirm our rightful role, oversight role as a board.
Is that all?
And that's all I got, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Mr. Padron?
Yes. So just a question. Was there no policy right before this?
The policy that we have now is that the library director proposes so many discards to the board, and the board has to vote on it and approve that discard. Those discards. That's currently what we do. That's been, as far as I know, I don't know that any other policy existed. This is a complete change.
Correct. And then with that, right, the previous votes, right, whenever we did vote on that, there was no list, is what we're saying? There was no list?
Correct.
And then so this
one time we did. We got a list once.
Okay. So this would kind of, on the amendments and stuff, this would kind of add a listing of the books being discarded, perhaps?
The only amendment that we have, Ms. Wingate had some question about the footnote language.
Mm-hmm.
And then the what Dr. Petrie had proposed, if you look under number one, books one, two, the second paragraph,
right,
at the end of that, in consultation with a board member to be appointed. That's what this is kind of, again, we're making sausage again, you know, it's one of those deals. But so that's what we have at the moment. There is no listing here. There's no indication that there's any kind of parameters.
Okay. I guess then my final question.
Yeah.
So what defines, like, them getting discarded? Just like the wear and tear, just normal wear and tear that we're doing?
That's generally the case, but we don't, that's sort of what we don't know always.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any other questions or comments?
No, that was it. Thanks.
Okay. I'll cancel. Mr. Thomas, you need to be recognized, please.
Yes, sir. I just had one question. Mr. Galain, the reason why we want to do a discard policy is because room space in the library has become an issue?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding that part. Okay.
All right.
Mr. President?
I'm going to use my time now. Sorry, you've already been recognized.
Right, but I still have time, right?
You still have some time?
Yeah.
At the end?
You said 10 minutes, and I spoke.
Yeah, you have
minute.
10 minutes, and I wanted to recognize everybody one time according to Robert's rules. So that means you get recognized one time to ask all your questions and make all your comments. Now, if there's a motion or something like that, and then we have public comment for it for a particular vote. So once you yield, you yield.
Well, that was very unclear in the beginning. You said we had 10 minutes, and if you don't use it, you could come back to take up your time. So I'm really asking at some point.
Very good. I'll go with my misunderstanding. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly feel that we hire professional librarians to run our library. They hold wonderful MLS degrees. I think they're very capable to handle the discussion. If, however, there would be some oversight on this board in some nature that we may, as a board, think is necessary, I would certainly hope it would be maybe more than just one member, because that may skew the thing. I think if we have a committee of three, if this is how this board would go, I would certainly suggest this instead of a single member. However, a committee may encumber the process of the discard policy and making it more cumbersome than it is. But this is something, I guess, I just wanted, if the process is to be changed or created, I would want it to be fair in the discards. So that's just my 2 cents again. So I'm up to 4 cents now. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll I'll recognize myself. One of the things, and I understand why this Danny wants this proposed, one, it has to do with efficiency. One of the things that, unfortunately, the board is saddled with is dealing with discards and books, and it becomes cumbersome, and it has to do with the efficiency of the operation. The other problem, and both Ms. Wingate and Dr. Petrie and Ms. Armbruster, I should say both, I said should all did, articulated, was the board has to have oversight. That's the purpose of the board, is to have oversight. It's always had that. This is this would be a departure from that. With all of that considered, and the way this policy is drafted, and Ms. Wingate's idea of a committee, Dr. Petrie, with in consultation with the board, maybe the thing to do at this point is to postpone this matter indefinitely to allow a committee to work with Danny to draft something that is that addresses these issues, one of efficiency, and the other part is the board oversight. And that might be a standing committee to deal with that. But again, if we take a step back, postpone this indefinitely, and then we can put some people together to work and hammer something out that accomplishes both of those tasks, that might be the thing to do at this point. So I'm going to make a motion to postpone this indefinitely until we can put that together and then bring this back up after we've hammered out some appropriate language to deal with all of these concerns. So.
You made a motion?
I did.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to postpone this matter indefinitely. All right. Do people that wish to speak on this, because of the nature of that motion, they can speak on the motion to postpone indefinitely, or they can speak to the body of the policy, it's the main motion itself. Well, there was no motion made, actually. So because no motion was made on it, there was no motion made on the original policy.
Except to postpone.
There was none. It was just a motion to postpone indefinitely. That's what can be spoken to, whether to postpone it indefinitely or not. So you'd have to keep your, if somebody wants to speak, you have to confine your comments to that issue. So, yeah.
My name is John Michael. I'm a 35-year library Lafayette Parish library card carrier. And I came to this meeting about a year ago because I was worried about y'all taking books out of the library. It was such a shocking thing that you could just take these books out of the library. And now y'all bumfuzzled me again. Y'all don't want to get rid of them. So I just don't understand. Dr. Petrie says he wanted not to micromanage, but he wants consultation. And Ms. Armbruster says she doesn't want books to be taken out of the library because she's afraid of the books that will replace them. I mean, this is a simple project here. You got an expert over here who knows when books are worn, who knows when books are outdated, and you want to get involved in that? You've got enough on your plate, more than enough on your plate. I was going to come out here to complain about Billy Lynn's long halftime walk being removed, a book that everybody should read, and it's out there in the disc in the free book period, right? A free book pile out there. So I'm taking it with me. I gave away my copy. I'll be reading this, and I suggest that y'all do it too. If not, you can watch the movie. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Again, just to remind everybody, the motion is to postpone this indefinitely. That's all we're talking about, yes or no, and why. That's it.
I need a legal interpretation because I don't understand why we can't speak to the underlying policy.
Because it's not up for debate. Okay. The underlying policy was never motioned or seconded.
Okay, well,
it's not up for debate.
I'm going to do it this way.
No, well, I just, no.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Just want to make, because I don't want to get bogged down in it. We're talking about the motion to postpone indefinitely. That's it.
I got you.
Okay. We're on the same page. Great.
Okay.
Go.
We just want a different outcome. The motion to postpone a policy that evidently has not been well thought out, on which there is not concurrence and consensus on the board, is an indication, yet another indication, of policy that is made by the seat of your pants. I honestly don't understand why the board even has to have a policy regarding discards. The library has been functioning for many, many years quite well in this regard. I have not heard a convincing argument for the need to make any changes, much less to postpone. If you understood the policy, if there was agreement, you wouldn't need to postpone. I'd really be very interested to know what the library branch managers and staff think about this. And in terms of the postponement, because you have two amendments that show that there's confusion, I certainly can concur with that. But honestly, I mean, the board should not be in the business of counting discards. I mean, for goodness sakes. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Narika Ross. So given what you want us to speak about, I would like to say there's so much confusion. Let's pretend like none of this happened. Let's pretend like none of this exists and just go back and let the staff resume and do what they usually have been doing for many years. Let's pretend, let's forget about it, and let's move on. Because the one thing I have a problem with is the wording, otherwise unnecessary library material. That sentence in itself is concerning for me, because who's gonna dictate what is considered otherwise unnecessary library materials? I think that is also like a loophole for people to censor stuff, maybe, maybe not, I don't know, but let's pretend like this never happened. I can't stress enough the importance of libraries and the roles they play in our society. Libraries are not just a place to borrow books, but they are, I'm going to continue speaking.
They are
a center of knowledge and learning that provides access to information and resources to people of all ages.
I know, I cut your mic, hang on. I cut your mic. Narika, I paused your time, and I cut your mic. Okay, let me go back to. I know. I want you to finish. I'm asking you. Hold on. Stop. Miss Ross. I've asked you to stop. I paused your time because I wanted you to get back on. This is about the motion. Okay. But you. I want you.
Do you? You tend to make things and implement things and change things and change it. Then you look again 2 minutes later, you might change what you just said. You have so much inconsistent. Like, you literally do.
Okay, you're off the train. Okay. Are you for the motion?
I'm going
proposed?
To finish speak,
I'm
and I'm
go.
Going. To, yes, please. Just like I said from the beginning. Yes, micromanaging librarians and the library staff can have a negative impact on the library and their ability to function effectively. It can hinder their ability to provide quality service to the community, and it can create a stressful and unproductive work environment. Staff members are experts in their fields and should be trusted to do their jobs without constant interference from the board. Therefore, it's important the library board recognize their experience and the library staff and allow them to continue to function as they always have by providing support and guidance without micromanaging, the board can ensure the library operates effectively and efficiently, and the staff can provide the best possible service to the community. In conclusion, the library board plays a crucial role in the success of a library, but it's important that they do not interfere with the day-to-day operations of the library staff. By recognizing the expertise of the staff and providing support without micromanaging, the board can ensure that the library functions effectively and the community can benefit from the resources they provide. So once again, I want to know who will determine what is considered unnecessary library materials. I don't believe we should continue on and micromanaging the content and let the staff continue on.
I hate to remind everybody, but again, we're just talking about postponing it or not. That's it.
M. Christian Green, City of Lafayette. I guess I support the postponement of this. My one thing to recommend during the postponement is that you consider adding a disposition policy for the items. In particular, I'm someone who purchases a lot of used books online from Amazon.com, and my preference, vast preference, is always to get former library books. They're often in good condition. They have no markings. I use them for scholarly and professional purposes, and I like to use my own markings. So I would hate to think that this number of books would be simply pulped. And if you could raise a little money by selling them on Amazon, that would be great. There are also prison book drives and other places. So I would just ask respectfully that you consider adding something on where these books are going to go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's it? Okay. So the motion on the floor is the motion to postpone indefinitely. Call for question. We'll vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The motion's postponed indefinitely.
Mr. President.
I'm sorry. 1 second, please. Yes.
I would just like the public to understand that this policy was not drafted, or this draft of the discard policy was not the idea of the board. This was came from staff that thought that we needed a policy and was drafted by the staff. So just to clear up some confusion out there.
All right. Item number B, we're going to move on. Upgrading library positions. Danny, you spoke about this a little bit earlier in your director's report. If you could, you want to expand on that a little bit?
I don't really have a lot to expand on it.
I have some questions unless you...
Okay.
When the dust settles, bottom line, at the end of the year, when you're finished with all of the budget, what does this do for the budget?
Nothing.
So it's a zero-sum game?
Yes.
So you're going to move some positions, you're moving chess pieces on the board, and it's going to increase some salaries in one regard, but you're eliminating two positions? Is that
understanding? No, I eliminated a position and downgraded a different position earlier.
Okay, so those two moves, along with upgrading, and the upgrade actually, if I've read correctly, and please, if I'm wrong, let me know. The people... the staff members that are on the lowest pay grade actually would get about $1.50 an hour more. Is that roughly?
I have no idea.
You don't know. Okay. I read that somewhere.
Oh, yes. That's roughly.
Sarah, that's ballpark, right? Okay. It could be a little bit more than that, but it's in that ballpark range, I think.
Yeah, most people, unless they've been with us for a long time and naturally already have a higher pay rate, as an LTA 3, as an LA 1, usually get anywhere from $1 to $1.50 raise if they're promoted.
Okay, and each one of those grades is a range of salary,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it's a range.
So there's a lower end and there's a higher end.
Mm-hmm.
And what Danny's proposing, it takes these and moves them up into a higher range.
Yes.
So the lower end of the lower A range goes up a buck and a half and on both ends of the spectrum. So
I haven't looked at the numbers recently, but that does seem accurate.
Okay, so I'm in a ballpark. Okay,
yes.
So we're going to move some people up that are going to get a little bump, and then we're eliminating a position and downgrading one. So at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we actually save money.
Okay, so we're either zero or we're net.
Yes.
Positive.
Yes.
Okay, so that's item number B. So yes, Ms. Wingate.
And also, Mr. Glane, not only is it a pretty much a zero-sum game, but you're going to have four more versatile employees? Yes. Four more versatile employees that can do more things and be more productive?
Yes.
Is basically why you're trying to do this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to increase our productivity and not cost any money in the budget?
Correct.
That sounds like a win-win.
Yep.
Okay,
hopefully.
So that I don't. Any other board members have any comments, questions?
No.
No. Okay, we can entertain a motion to do this.
Mr. President, I'd like to make that motion.
Ms. Wingate will make a motion that we approve the take action to approve and upgrade four vacant library technical assistant three to library associate one.
I'll second.
Any other changes? Seconded by Mr. Thomas. Do we have any comment from the, okay.
Wayne Golden.
Wayne Colvin, Lafayette Parish. And I was hoping that some of you library members, I know some of you are relatively new, and I've talked some of these numbers before, but it's important. And when we're talking these things, I think you board members ought to have data in front of you. You ought to have how many we have of that position, how many we have of this. What is that trend data over the last 5 years? The library operations have changed dramatically over the last 5 years. I've mentioned that before, because it's important to understand this thing. We just heard various things. Well, it's a wash. It's a little bit increase, you know, and none of that is down in concrete. So how you can hold anybody to it or really get a fix on what that is. For example, library visitors from 2019 to 2022, three-year period of time, they decreased 37%. That's a big change. And don't tell me it's all COVID, because it's not. Habits of people have changed and everything else. Use of library computers down 45%. Wi-Fi sessions down 65%.
Mr. Wayne.
This is all related to the services provided by library personnel. And it drives the need for certain positions across the library services.
I just want to make sure we stay in germane to the issue.
We are.
Okay.
Because, so, we had all these big high volumes 3 or 4 years ago, and our salaries back then, the salary budget was $5,750,000. Now it's $5,530,000. That went down $220,000 over that three-year period. That's a decrease of 3.7%. All those others were 30, 45, 65. What I'm saying is those numbers changed a lot, and the salaries didn't go down very much. All right, so that's a lot related to the personnel. And how many headcount do we have back then? How many do we have now? You ought to be having that trend data such that you would know what that thing is. You have the policy controls to say, hey, what is that? You know, good and bad, particularly new members that come in to say, give me the history, because they may not be familiar with the operations of all of this. So I ask you to defer this issue until you can get that trend data, because it's important to understand it and to have it there.
Okay, thanks much.
Perfect.
That's it? Okay. So we have a motion and a second, and I'll ask for a question. Unless there's another question, does a board member have any comment?
I have a question.
Yes.
For Mr. Ghislaine. Thinking again of what Mr. Colvin had to say, and also over the past 14 months, having heard a lot from Larry Angel, am I safe in assuming that Larry has the data to go with these proposals and that these changes will, in fact, not harm the budget balance sheet?
Yes. And if I may add, in the last two budget years, the Lafayette Public Library is the only, allow me to indicate that, meaning that nobody else in Lafayette Consolidated Government reduced their manning tables. We have reduced our manning tables by 8 per year for a total of 16 people in the last 2 years. We are the only Lafayette Consolidated Government department to reduce our manpower. And we are looking at these positions. We are trying to add efficiency and flexibility to our staff. And all of the numbers go through Larry first. But oddly enough, I know how the numbers work too. Just so that y'all know, should Larry ever, you know, be on vacation, you're good.
Thank you.
Any other board comment? No? We can call for a question and a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Item number C, executive session. So we'll call that, and we'll be back in.
Wait,
Mr. President.
No. Somebody's got to make a motion.
Oh,
a second. We got to vote to go into executive session.
I move that we move into executive session.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second.
Second.
I have public comment
on that. Okay.
Greg Ordway.
That's it? Okay. We have a motion and a second. We got to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, here we go. Do we have some music to play?
How about some books?
Okay.